When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Welcome, true crime and the unknown fans, to another chilling journey into the shadowed archives of the supernatural, here on Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we venture far beyond the familiar haunts of ghosts and the echoes of spectral cries, to a darkness far more visceral, a hunger far more primal. We delve into a tale whispered in hushed, horrified tones, a story so deeply ingrained in the tapestry of human depravity that its very mention can curdle the blood. The legend of the Bean family. Forget the civilized veneer of society. Tonight, we unearth the true historical horror of a clan driven by an unspeakable appetite, hidden from the world, preying upon the innocent. For those who seek the genuine, spine-tingling terror of the truly monstrous, this episode is a deep dive into the historical anomalies, the chilling isolation, and the gruesome legacy inextricably linked to this cannibalistic family. Our narrative begins not in a bustling city, but in the desolate, wind-swept fringes of a land forgotten by progress, in an era where wild places truly remained wild. Imagine, if you will, the harsh, unforgiving coastlines, riddled with hidden coves and ancient sea caves, where the roar of the ocean could easily drown out the screams of the lost. It is here, in the cold, damp shadows of such a cavern, that our tale of terror takes root in the infamous family of Alexander Sawney Bean. Sawney Bean, a man born in the 16th century, was no ordinary villain. He was a creature of a different mold, rejecting honest labor and societal norms from an early age. His path diverged sharply from that of honest folk. He met a woman, a companion as depraved as he, and together they sought refuge from the world they disdained. Their sanctuary was not a home, but a vast, sprawling sea cave, so deep and labyrinthine that the tide would sweep miles into its depths, concealing its secrets from all but the most desperate seafarers. This became their unholy sanctuary, their dark kingdom, a place of unspeakable horror, hidden just beyond the sight of mankind. Within this dank, echoing abyss, they began to breed. Not just children, but a lineage of pure, unadulterated evil. Over 25 years, this monstrous union produced 8 sons and 6 daughters. And as generations passed, those children interbred, creating grandchildren and great-grandchildren, a sprawling, inbred clan of nearly 50 souls. They were a subterranean tribe, their skin pale from lack of sunlight, their eyes adjusted to the perpetual gloom, their humanity slowly eroding with each passing cannibalistic generation. But how did they survive? How did such a large, isolated family sustain itself without detection? Their method was as simple as it was horrifying: ambush and devour. They would lie in wait, hidden amongst the rugged terrain and dense thickets, preying on unsuspecting travelers. A lone merchant, a weary farmer, a solitary rider, anyone who strayed too close to their desolate stretch of coast became a victim. The attack was swift, brutal, and utterly silent. The sheer number of the Beans, working in a coordinated frenzy, meant no traveler stood a chance. They dragged their captives back to the cave, where the unimaginable began. Inside their abyssal lair, the true horror unfolded. The victims were not simply killed, they were dismembered, butchered, and preserved for consumption. The cave became a grotesque pantry, filled with salted human flesh hanging like cured meats, a macabre larder for their insatiable hunger. any excess remains, bones or unusable parts were simply thrown into the sea, allowing the powerful tides to wash them away, erasing the gruesome evidence, a testament to their cunning and their chilling lack of remorse. For decades, the disappearances mounted. Travelers vanished without a trace. Entire families, journeying from one town to another, simply ceased to exist. Locals whispered of monstrous beasts, of vengeful spirits, of dark magic at play. They suspected local inns, even their own neighbors, leading to wrongful accusations and even executions. Panic and paranoia gripped the region, but no one, not even the most seasoned trackers, could find the source of the vanishing bodies. The wilderness held its secrets close, and the ocean was a vast, silent accomplice. The reign of terror continued for over 25 years. It was only by a stroke of macabre fortune that their reign of horror came to an end. One evening, a man and his wife, returning from a fair, fell prey to the Bean family's ambush. As the entire clan swarmed them, the man, a formidable fighter, bravely defended himself, wounding several of the attackers. His wife, however, was quickly overwhelmed, dragged away, and savagely dismembered before his very eyes. Fueled by a desperate, primal rage, the man fought his way free, escaping the clutches of the cannibals. His escape was observed by a large company of fairgoers who happened to be passing by, their presence deterring the Beans from further pursuit. This lone survivor, a witness to the unspeakable, finally provided the authorities with a coherent account of the attacks. When the king himself, King James VI of Scotland, later James I of England, heard of the horrific tale and the ongoing disappearances, he became personally involved. He dispatched a massive search party, 400 armed men, including soldiers and bloodhounds, to scour the coastline, leaving no cove unexplored. The dogs, driven by scent, eventually led them to the secluded, tide-washed cave. The sight within was a horror beyond imagining. Not just the 50-odd members of the Bean family, a grotesque vision of humanity reduced to savagery, but the cavern itself. It was strewn with the gruesome remnants of their 25-year feast, piles of human bones, countless limbs, and the sickening, preserved flesh hanging from the cave walls. It was a charnel house on an unimaginable scale, a testament to a depravity that defied reason and shattered the senses. The capture of the Bean family was swift, their reign of terror finally over. But their fate was to be as brutal as their crimes. Justice, in that era, was swift and absolute. There were no trials. The Bean family, men, women, and children, were condemned without a single plea heard. The men were dismembered, their limbs severed, and left to bleed to death, echoing the gruesome fate they inflicted upon their victims. The women and children were burned alive, thrown onto massive bonfires, their screams finally silenced by the flames. No mercy was shown, for none was deemed worthy of those who had shown such unspeakable cruelty. The tale of the Sawney Bean family, while shrouded in the mists of legend and often debated by historians as mere folklore, has persisted for centuries. It is a story so profoundly disturbing, so deeply unsettling, that it resonates with a primal fear within us. Is it a historical fact, a warning from a barbaric past? Or is it a chilling allegory, a macabre legend born from collective anxieties about the hidden, monstrous potential of humanity, dwelling just beyond the fringes of our civilized world? Whether true or not, the story of the Bean family serves as a potent reminder of the darkness that can take root in isolation, the monstrous acts humans are capable of, and the chilling thought that unimaginable horrors might still lurk, unseen and unheard, in the forgotten corners of our world, waiting for their next, unsuspecting meal. And so, we conclude another unsettling chapter from the archives of Whispers from the Dark. The legend of the Bean family leaves us to ponder. What true horrors lurk in the shadows, waiting for an invitation? If you found yourself captivated by this episode, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review Whispers from the Dark on Apple Podcasts. Your support helps us to continue unearthing these forgotten tales and bringing the chilling truth to light. Share this episode with a friend who appreciates a good historical horror story, and let the whispers spread. You can also find more content and connect with us on our social media platforms. Until next time, keep your lights on, your senses sharp, and remember, some whispers should never be ignored.